College basketball's Final Four is set for next weekend in St. Petersburg, Florida. On Saturday, Duke will play Michigan State, and Ohio State will square off against Connecticut. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Three number one seeds in the Final Four. It's a little unusual compared to recent years.
Well, it's actually unheard of. I mean, it never happens. And since they went to the seeding system, it's only happened once before. And it's funny because with all the upsets that we had the first weekend, you end up with three number ones, Duke, Michigan State, and Connecticut, the three top-ranked teams going into the tournament in the Final Four, although I don't think many people, myself included, really thought Michigan State was going to beat Kentucky, especially after it was 17-4 Kentucky at the start of the game. And Michigan State is one of those teams that they've won 22 games in a row, and still people haven't figured out how good they are, including me.
So the defending champions are no longer defending.
No, they're going to go and defend their school books or something, I guess, in Lexington, Kentucky. But what a great run Kentucky has had. I mean, you and I are the last people in the world to give Kentucky credit for anything. But three straight Final Fours, three straight national championship games before this year, including two titles. And if Tubby Smith has proved nothing else in the last 2 years, it's that he's every bit the coach Rick Pitino is, and that Kentucky's going to continue to be a huge factor nationally with Tubby Smith coaching them.
You mentioned no respect for Michigan State. The same could be said of Connecticut.
Boy, you're absolutely right about that. Here's a team that's 32-2, and all you ever read about or hear about are all their deficiencies. They're in the Final Four for the first time in school history. They've had so many near misses under Jim Calhoun in the 90s, and even though Gonzaga was such a great Cinderella story, you certainly had to feel good for Connecticut on Saturday.
Yeah, they were a good story. Sorry to see them go.
Oh, they were a great story. And people who say that this tournament doesn't have romance anymore because it's become so corporate run, and it has, just need to look at a school like Gonzaga, a tiny school out of Spokane, Washington, a 10th seed going in, and they beat the second seed Stanford, then they get a buzzer beater against Florida. And to me, Gonzaga is one of those kinds of stories that keeps this tournament alive.
Now, what about Ohio State? Think they can win two more?
They can win two more because their guards are that good, especially Scoony Penn, the point guard. And what another great story, Jim O'Brien left his alma mater, Boston College, 2 years ago. They finished last in the Big Ten last year. They turn it around this year with Scoony Penn, who came with him from Boston College. Jim O'Brien is a guy whose wife passed away very suddenly 6 years ago. He's been raising his two daughters alone, and there was no more emotional scene in this tournament than his two daughters hugging him after the win over St. John Saturday.
But can anyone beat Duke?
Well, the only teams that can beat Duke, Bob, are Michigan State, Connecticut, and Ohio State, because they're the only three left. And Duke is certainly the favorite. They're 36-1. They've dominated every game they've played in this tournament. But as you know, in a one-and-out situation, someone gets hot, someone gets in foul trouble, then they can be beaten. But they're the favorites going into St. Pete, no doubt about it.
Duke could have put two teams in this tournament.
Maybe one and a half. They're deep, but so is Michigan State, and that's why Michigan State's playing them on Saturday.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A March to Madness.